Please welcome this week's Select Exec, presented by WFG National Title. On Brian Bushlack's Business Briefing.
Ken Conliff is the CNO, that's Chief Nutty Officer at Nutritious Foods, based in Vancouver. He joins us in studio this Sunday afternoon. Ken, first off, I'm really excited to have you in studio. You're like a rock star in my world because I found your delicious and nutritious nut butters at the Lake Oswego Farmers Market in June. And with the diet I'm on, where I'm eating nuts, I absolutely fell in love with your nut butters. We'll talk more about the products themselves coming up in our next segment. But these are so delicious. They're nutritious, and it's just so great to see this product hit the market, because for those of us out there who eat nut butter, a lot of it's hard as concrete, and yours aren't. We'll tell our listeners why in just a little bit, but I want to learn more about you as an executive and how you got into this. I read your bio online, but why don't you share that with our listeners?
Sure. Be glad to. It's interesting because I was just asked this question the other day. How did I get into this business? And did I want to be a CNO when I grew up? And I had as a kid, no idea that I'd be in the nut butter business. But I was always a blender. I was always putting things together, trying to make a better result. I remember as a kid, I drug home a lawnmower one time, and I tried to talk my father into putting the motor on the back of my tricycle. I was trying to create an all-terrain vehicle. I had no idea, you know, that the market would grow for ATVs, but I was always combining things together. And over the years, I knew from working in the manufacturing trades that it was a shrinking industry. And so at one day, I would have to go out and do something and really practice what I learned. And a lot of what I did in manufacturing was to help fix up businesses so they work better. But always in the back of my mind was this seed nagging me that, well, can I do it myself? They always have to go in and fix up after somebody, or can I really take an idea to market successfully? So I think the genesis was really something that I had in me as a seed for quite a while. And in 2009, when a lot of industries tanked and the economy tanked, the business I was working for, our whole department, just about got wiped out. So I said, this is it. You know, this is gut check time. Do I have the right stuff to really run my own business, which is what I've been training for the last 30 years. And I started to tinker with this and that, and I made a lot of juices with a blender, and they just all tasted terrible. I'd give them to friends and family, and they'd give them right back. Thanks, no thanks. So I started to read the manual again. Okay, let me try to recreate something here. And there was this little paragraph that said, buried in the back, it said, oh, by the way, you can make this juicer to make nut butters with. And there was something in my entrepreneurial brain that just lit up that said, aha, I think this is it. And I got home and I started. I had hazelnuts, I had walnuts, I had almonds, cashews, all in the pantry. And it was sort of like a mad scientist moment. I started to blend. And I put sunflower seeds in and some organic agave nectar, and I gave that back to friends. And this time they said, well, when can we have more? So I thought, aha, I think I'm onto something. So I'd never set out to be in the nut butter business, but I saw how to make a better nut butter. And when I compared and did some competitive analysis to what was in the marketplace, there was a lot of single nut butters. Okay, you know, which isn't bad. But sunflower seeds are ranked number one for nutrient density, and flaxseed meal is ranked number two. So quickly, I got my engineering brain going as to how to construct a more nutrient-dense nut butter.
Ken Conliff joining us here in studio as our Select Executive. He is the man behind Nutritious Foods in Vancouver. And if you haven't picked up these nut butters, we'll tell you where you can get them in our next segment. They're absolutely delicious and highly nutritious. And, you know, I mentioned during the break, Ken, you know, my journey and trying to get my health turned around and really embracing the primal diet. And much of that is eating nuts, and it's so hard, you know, if you're mixing nuts into your diet on a regular basis to be crunching those nuts. When I first tried nut butters a couple years ago, you know, I went to Whole Foods and I pulled the glass nut butter thing off the shelf, and I got it home, and I tell you, I probably maybe totally ate four scoops of it because it's like eating concrete. I mean, that stuff is so hard. It's like, well, okay, this is healthy, but it's not convenient and it doesn't taste good. So I didn't eat it. So when I found your nut butters this summer and tried one initially, I thought, wow, I was excited for the next week to go back to the farmer's market and get more. What is it about what you do with your nut butters that's different than others?
Well, there's two things primarily. One is that we're a cold processor, and that we do not heat up the nut butters as we process them to put them into the tubs. They are all done by hand. Most of the glass jar nut butters are heat processed. It's like a canning process, like jams and jellies, which is what creates the seal for the glass jar. But when you heat up a nut butter, you oxidize the fats. You make them less healthy.
Hmm.
And the nut butters turn out to be more solid when they cool down. So we are a cold processor. We do not heat up the nut butters as we put them into the tubs. It keeps them soft. Another main reason why they stay soft is because we blend with the sunflower seed. And the sunflower seed stays nice and soft. There's a lot of oils in the mm-hmm. sunflower seed. So we don't have to use any kind of fillers or homogenizers or any other funny ingredients. The sunflower seed really acts as a softener to keep the nut butter soft and spreadable.
Now tell us, how long did it take you, because you come into this, you're not a nut butter guy to begin with. How long did it take you to get your head around this? How much experimentation? Because I know our entrepreneurs out there are going to want to know, you were in manufacturing, so you kind of had this wiring, but how long did it take you?
I would say it probably took about 6 months of research, of tinkering. I work with a nutritionist that's a naturopathic doctor. She kind of coached me with some ideas on nutrition. She really told me to be a cold processor. So it took about a good 6 months of tinkering with it to finally hone in on the right combination.
And are you still tinkering with stuff? I mean, is there other stuff out there that you might be bringing to market?
Yes, or? We're coming up with our next generation product now because we've got to stay ahead mm-hmm. of our competition.
It's great to see this, and I know that you're in local stores. We're going to tell people where they can find your nut butters, but from a business standpoint, the food industry has changed so dramatically in the last 10 years, and it continues to evolve. Mm-hmm. I think many people are realizing that many of the processed foods that we've been eating in, really this our generation are not good for us. Mm-hmm. And I think so many more people now are paying attention to actually what they're eating. They're stopping and looking on the back. And what you do is right in that market.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly how we've conceived the product, is for the foodie, somebody who likes good food, who is into nutrition, and can pay a little bit more than just buying Jif peanut butter. But yeah, there are so many packaged foods out there that are not particularly healthy. And if you're going to eat your 2,000 to 3,000 calories a day healthy, nut butters are a great source of plant-based proteins.
They sure are. And the big thing that I think most people really don't consider is the amount of sugar mm-hmm. that goes into literally everything yes. we eat. Now, your nut butters, though, not the case.
Yeah, we are very low sugar and we are no salt. So salt sneaks into the diet everywhere. We are very low sodium, and our only sweetener is organic agave nectar, which gives a lot of sweet without a lot of sucrose or fructose. And it's good for those that are on a sugar-challenged or glycemic diet. Maybe if they're, they've got dietary restrictions on their sugars. Mm-hmm. The agave nectar is a great natural sweetener.
Now, where do you get that?
We actually get that from a couple local sources.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's grown in Mexico. So it's hard to, grow it here in the Northwest.
I was going
to
say, it's not too wet. Yeah, it's not growing in the valley, right?
No. Hazelnuts are grown in the valley. That's a great local product. But no, the organic agave nectar usually comes in from Mexico.
Okay, great stuff. Well, we'll talk more about these nut butters. I know I've teased this enough. Well, when we come back after the break, we'll talk about the different varietals of nut butter and share that with you, where you can find these nut butters and how you can support a great growing local company, Nutritious Foods. The website, the same, nut-tricious-foods.com. You can learn more about all of the nut butters there, where you can buy them. We'll tell you where you can buy them coming up next. And lots of good stuff, where you can mix these and how I'm mixing these into my diet. Great stuff. We're glad we could bring this to market. More with Ken Conliff, the CEO. Wait, make that the CNO, the Chief Nutty Officer for Nutritious Foods. That's up next after a quick break here on Business Briefing.
All news, traffic, and weather driving to work and back home. FM News 101 KXL, Oregon's station of record.
And we're back with our select executive this weekend, Ken Conliff, the CNO, that's the Chief Nutty Officer of Nutritious Foods based in Vancouver. If you'd like to find their delicious and nutritious nut butters, their Whole Foods, New Seasons, other health food stores in the Portland, Vancouver area. And we are on the cutting edge of this nut butter phenomenon, folks. Ken, welcome back. And yeah, we talked during the break about what separates your nut butters from others on the market. I know that many people who are into healthy eating are familiar with nut butters and may have tried them and went, yuck, okay? That is not the case with your product. They're delicious, and there's so many different varieties. We'll talk about those in a sec, but what is it that really separates yours from the rest?
Well, there's three things that we do differently than the other nut butters, by and large. One is that we're fresh roasted and fresh ground. So every week, we fresh roast and fresh grind new batches and deliver them to the stores or the farmers' markets. And nuts and seeds are a lot like coffee. It makes a huge difference to be fresh roasted and fresh ground in the flavor. And our customers tell us that when they come to the farmers' markets, is these just taste better than other nut butters. Second step that makes us different and unique as well as better is our blending, is that we go by what's called an aggregate nutrient density index developed by Eat Right America that looks at the different nutritional contents of things like nuts and seeds and vegetables. And the nutrient density index points out that sunflower seeds are ranked number one and flaxseed meals are tied for second place. So we blend in sunflower seeds and organic flaxseed meal with all of our nut butters, which improve the nutritional content of every nut butter. So it's more nutrient dense than just a single nut butter because of the blending. The third thing that makes us different and better is that cold processing, because we do not heat up the nut butters and pour them in the glass jars. The extended heating will oxidize the fats and make them less healthy. And then when the nut butter cools, it tends to cool more like concrete, and you're down there with a knife and a jackhammer trying to dig it out. Ours stay nice and soft and smooth and spreadable, and we're packaged in a tub, so it's easy to get into the tub. You're not diving into the glass jar trying to hurt yourself.
Yeah, they're so dense and nutritious that you look at this and go, okay, well, but one of these small tubs will, I mean, they'll last quite a while. That's what I was impressed with.
For most people, they do. I did get a call one day from a guy that ate a whole tub of cashew and was asking me for the antidote. And I said, well, you may have to call somebody else. But yeah, we do recommend a serving a day, which is 2 tablespoons and no more.
Yeah,
it lasts quite a while and it does fill you up. But those are really the three characteristics that distinguish us from the glass jar nut butters.
Ken Conliff joining us here talking about his nut butters from Nutritious Foods based in Vancouver. And what's great about this, what's exciting for me from an entrepreneurial standpoint, is you are just getting started with this. This is only available in the Portland, Vancouver area, as far south as Salem, as far east as Hood River. And next year, you're really looking at taking this to a bigger stage, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, our growth plans call for next year to find ways to get into Seattle, potentially down into California. East, and find better ways to distribute to get into more stores. That's really, for so many small food processors, this is the next level of struggle, is the D word, distribution.
Mm-hmm. I know we hear that from others in that business as well. Let's talk about these nut butters now. And if you had to pick one that you called your flagship, which one is it?
Well, that's a tough one for a flagship. Our customers have a huge preference for the hazelnut chocolate butter, which we like to call the healthy Nutella. There is a huge market out there of Nutella eaters who have read the Nutella label and have just said, yuck. So flagship would be between the hazelnut chocolate butter and the pumpkin seed, which is quite unique for the vegan market. It packs 11 grams of protein in 2 tablespoons.
Wow.
So when people are looking for plant-based proteins to bring into their diet, the pumpkin seed butter is really the number one seller and a great source of plant-based protein. So those two really are our flagship products and our best sellers.
See, I'm excited to try those because I haven't yet. I you know, at the farmer's market, it was the almond, the walnut, the sunflower, I think maybe even the hazelnut too. So I've been through those, and I kind of rotate through them. I love those. So one of my favorites is the sunflower, and I'm excited to see that's the one of the top scorer, in fact, the top scorer on the aggregate nutrient density index. Interesting.
That's correct. It's the sunflower seed and the organic flaxseed meal. So it's got the top two seeds for nutrition density. So that's a very healthy choice, and that's why we've blended the sunflower flax combination into all the nut butters. So you don't have to feel as bad about eating a cashew nut butter. Certainly are not our most nutrient-dense option, but it does include the organic flaxseed meal and the sunflower seed.
If you want a little extra treat, though, right?
Yes.
You can have the cashew.
Oh,
right?
It's great on apples,
yeah.
Celery sticks. So there's a lot of options. You're not stuck with just a peanut butter, which then you think of a sandwich.
Yeah.
We've got a lot of recipe ideas. We've got a recipe folder about how to get more plant-based proteins in your diet through snacks, through baking, through cookies. So lots of good ways to eat nut butters and get the plant-based protein benefits.
Yeah, I mentioned this to you, Ken, before we hit the air this afternoon. I use the nut butters in all phases of the diet. I mean, if I'm running out the door in the morning and I don't have time to sit down, I will literally scoop a nut butter out with a you know tablespoon, eat that, grab an apple, head out the door, and I'm fine.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, I mentioned during lunch. If I'm having some turkey and some vegetables, it's almost like it's my dessert to have a nut butter for, you know, a scoop of nut butter for dessert. And I'm pretty much sticking to the 2 tablespoons, even for dinner, you know, it's great. Or late at night when I know a lot of times if we're on a diet and we're working out, you get that little edge about 8:30, 9 o'clock and you want to. For me, I want to dive into that bag of Cheetos that the kids eat. This is great because I'll go have a scoop of nut butter. So really, you can blend this into any part of your diet.
We get that feedback from a lot of our customers that it's a great supplement to whatever they're eating. And if they are snackers, which a lot of people are, they don't sit down to make the big Sunday meals anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They'll grab something fairly healthy, the apple, some carbohydrates typically. But if they can sneak in some nut butter, they stay full longer. And they're certainly getting a lot of nutrient density. And the nice thing about the nut butter is it's very bioavailable for the nutrients.
Because
the grinders have already broken them down. Your body can quickly absorb the nutrients out. You'd have to chew an almond to the same consistency as the almond butter for your body to get the EFAs out, essential fatty acids. So it's a quick snack, but it's also very bioavailable.
Yeah, it's so much more convenient than actually eating the nuts. Ken Conlove joining us here from Nutritious Foods, based in Vancouver, website nut-triciousfoods.com. You can find these spectacular, delicious nut butters at Whole Foods, New Seasons, other health food stores in the Portland, Vancouver area. Highly recommend you check these out this weekend and help support a local business that's growing. And it's got to be exciting for you too, Ken, because you know you mentioned you were in manufacturing and you know you're doing that kind of stuff, but now you're doing something that you really impact people's lives, and I know you must get just a ton of feedback.
Yes, we do. It's nice being at the farmers markets, and we do a lot of in-store demos. You know, people come back time and time to the market and thank us for the product. I even got a hug one day at a market. A lady came over past the table and hugged me for the chocolate hazelnut. You know, I've never gotten a hug in the manufacturing trades before for what I did. So, yeah, it is nice to bring a healthy product to the market.
And talk about the product itself. Where are you sourcing these nuts from?
Well, we do try to get as close to the grower as possible. Where we can, we buy the almonds right from the grower. The hazelnuts we do buy from the Willamette Valley. Many of the products, though, can't grow in the Northwest.
Yeah.
We're just too rainy.
Mm-hmm.
But wherever possible, we used to have a macadamia nut butter, and I'm still working with growers on the Big Island of Hawaii to export their products directly so I can bring the macadamia nut butter back on the market.
Wow. That one must be something else.
We still get a lot of calls for it. We had it last year, but the macadamia crops have been poor. But people who have visited the farmers market say, oh, yeah, I'm from Hawaii and I know this grower. So they take my card and they plug me into the grower in Hawaii so we can do business directly.
Oh, that's great.
So that's what we're trying to do is more of that direct outreach.
Yeah, well, you definitely taste the difference. I think that's the big thing you mentioned earlier is that, you know, when you get it locally like that, it makes a big difference.
It's fresher. We're supporting the local economy. And it certainly does make for a better product than the nuts and seeds that have sat for how long in a warehouse.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Well, folks, if you haven't tried these nut butters, I sound like a spokesman for Nutritious Foods. That's because I found these nut butters myself this summer at the Lake Oswego Farmers Market, and it really has changed the way I eat throughout the day. It's very healthy. Highly recommend you get down to Whole Foods, New Seasons. The Farmers Markets, of course, many of them wrapping up for the year. They'll be back next spring. But to learn more about where you can find these delicious and nutritious nut butters, head to their website, Nutritious Foods. That's Nut-Tricious Foods.com, and can lead you to the closest grocery store in your area, or you can contact them directly to learn more. Ken Conliff, the Chief Nutty Officer, joining us today as our Select Executive. Thanks, Ken. We'll keep tabs on you as you expand across the West Coast. Congratulations on your success.
Great. Thanks. Very nice to be here.